And when you look at, as you mentioned, that call, like that compulsion to serve your neighbors and the communities that not only helped support you but helped raise your children, the
Yes.
schools and the community organizations, and to be able to support those friends and neighbors. What's kind of the legacy that you hope that the Diva Donations Closet leaves and continues to grow, here in Boardman?
The legacy that I want is that I want girls to recognize that you can make a difference, that you're not only one person. That, my daughters, my youngest daughters were 11 years old. And they learned how we had to move dresses, we had to have garage sales to raise money to buy racks. Like, you have to teach your children that they need to be part of something. And sports are a great thing. I'm not putting sports down or
Sure.
anything like that. But you also have to, we live in sometimes, especially these days, in a society where things are just kind of assumed, as far as like somebody will do it. The food banks, there's people behind there doing those food banks. There's people there, behind there doing these things that occur in our community to make the world a better place for everybody. And if we don't put that and instill that in our younger children, there won't be anybody left to do the thing. So, that's the legacy I leave, that the youth of this generation can make a difference, just like the elder generation are making a difference helping people. I just want to see that continue. Be the good in the world.
One of the great things about your situation with the closet, to me, it's no coincidence that every organization I've worked with that does this kind of community support is run by a woman. And more so, that woman is a mother. I think it's such a great instinct, and it's such a great practice to teach our communities and our children, whether they're our children or not, as a community,
Right.
all of the children are our children. And I think we all
Exactly.
have a responsibility to teach them to be good people, to support each other, to support people that come to them in need, whether they are friends, whether they are not friends. At some point, we're all going to need a hand. And I think this is
Exactly.
a great way to address not only a real problem of access and, helping people not feel ashamed, kind of removing a stigma.
Yeah.
I can't afford a $600 item sometimes. That doesn't mean that I should be excluded from being a part of a community.
Absolutely. That is the thing. I can't tell you how many mothers come to our closet and say, "I didn't go to my dance because I didn't have the money." And she and they're thrilled that they're getting to see their daughter all dressed up in their ball gown or their evening gown. And we do everything. So, like, I mean, we our volunteers are called fairy godmothers. And we just run around the store and pull things off. And we even have like something called a bling station. So say she gets a dress, it's not as fancy as she wants. We go up to the bling station and we bring everything out and we're like, well, we can add this pin or we can add these pins, we can add these feathers. It's so much fun. It really is a lot of fun. I'm very fortunate to do something that brings me joy every day. Like every time I do it, the smiles that I see when people are leaving, I've had mothers say, "I never thought I'd ever see her in a dress." It just so many personalities and experiences, but yeah, it's making it accessible for everybody. We just did a whole bunch of Night to Shine,
Oh,
Night to Shine.
incredible.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of Night to Shine people come, and it was so fun. We had this little one, this woman, and she, we found a dress, and it was like a Marilyn Monroe dress, and she was at that age that she knew who Marilyn Monroe was, and so we were like, "You look like Marilyn Monroe." We got all the accessories. It was so much fun.